Today we begin lesson number 7 in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Perek Aleph, Psukim Tes Zayin to Yud Ches. There's two ways to learn these Psukim. One way is through the Malbim commentary, which sticks more to the simple reading of the text. And the second way is the way Rashi understands it from the rabbis. We'll give you both interpretations. We'll start with the Malbim's interpretation, and then we'll give you the Rashi interpretation afterwards. And in some areas, they agree. So now, Naomi has tried 3 times to dissuade Ruth from accompanying her into the land of Eretz Yehuda. So in Pasuk Tezayin, Ruth responds, Vatomer Ruth, and Ruth says, Al tifki'i bi, al don't tifki'i, press me. Don't press me, don't try hard, lo ozvech, to have me leave you, and lashuv, and to return me'achorayich, from following you. So the Malbim explains, there's 2 things. First, he's saying, don't press me to leave you, that you shouldn't push me to leave you, and even if I do have to leave you, but don't press me, that lashuv me'achorayich, that I should return from you, that I should go back to the land of Moab. Don't press me to leave you and to go back to Moab. And now she gives, according to the Malbim now, Ruth is giving a number of points of why and to show her sincerity in what she is doing. Because you think I may be going for different reasons than you're going back to the land of Yehuda. You're going back as a Jew and you think I'm going back just because I have mercy on you and I love you and this and I don't really care about what the Jewish people are all about. So the next number of clauses, she says that that's not true. Ki, because, El asher telchi elech, for where you will go, I will go. Meaning to say, I am going to the land of Yehuda for the very same reasons you are going to the land of Yehuda. You are going to the land of Yehuda to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, and I am going there for the same reasons. And in the next clause, she's saying, and I'm not expecting anything more than that. Ubasher tolini olin, ubasher, and where tolini you will sleep, olin I will sleep. Meaning to say, don't think I'm going for ulterior reasons that I'll get married and life will be better for me. No, but I'm going to sleep, meaning to say I'm going to live in this land the same way you're living in this land. I will live in this land like a stranger, like a person who's passing through this world. I'm not coming here to have all the pleasures of this world. And I'm coming here as someone passing through, sleeping through like in a hotel. And why am I doing this? Because my real goal is the next clause, Amech Ami. Your people are my people. Ve'elokayich Elokoi. And your God is my God. Meaning to say, because I'm coming to this land because I'm attaching myself to the Torah of your God. Elokayich Elokoi. And the customs of your people, of Amech Ami, the customs of your people, I want them to be my customs, and they'll be my people. And she continues this idea in Pasuk Yud Zayin. And she says, Ba'asher Tamus Amus. And my real goal is just Ba'asher, and where Tamusi, rather, Tamusi, where you will die, Amus, I will die. In other words, my goal is to die like you. That I know at the end of my life, my soul goes to heaven. And that's what I want as well. Vishom ekover, and there I will be buried. I want to be buried like other tzaddikim are buried in Eretz Yisrael, from which they will be resurrected. And then she uses an expression of an oath. Ko yaseh Hashem li. And like this, Hashem should do to me. V'cho yosif, and should continue to do to me. It's an expression of an oath. It's saying, you know, Hashem should punish me if I don't keep my word. Because the real goal of what I'm doing and everything that I'm telling you is that she's underscoring the point, ki hamoves yafrid beini ubeinaych, because death will separate between me and between you. Meaning to say that if I live my secular way of life, I know that death would separate us. But if I will become a Jew, that means that death will not separate us. And by me coming to the land of Yehuda, and I'm living there the way Jews live, keeping Torah mitzvahs, and I'm living there as a traveler is traveling through this temporary world, and I'm embracing your Torah and your people. And my goal is to die like you and to be buried in Eretz Yisrael and go to heaven and then be resurrected. And therefore, there'll be no separation between me and between you, even in death. She has now expressed all the fundamentals of the Jewish faith. She's expressed that there's a God that exists and that Hashem is one, Elokai, Elokayich, Elokoi. She's expressing the eternality of the Jewish soul. She's expressing about the concept of reward and punishment in this world and the next world. And she's expressed everything there is to express. She is thoroughly trying to convince Naomi that she's very sincere in what she is doing. This is all the Malbim's interpretation. Rashi tells us that the rabbis learn from the things that Ruth said, that from every clause that Ruth says, it's not a monologue, as the Malbim says, but rather it's a response to something that Naomi is telling Ruth. Because the halacha tells us that when a prospective convert comes to you, and Naomi's seen three times already that she wants to convert, so she's not going to push her away anymore, as she's saying, I really want to be there with you. But then you have to start informing the convert of some of the laws that exist, some selected laws and some of the punishments that exist, to see if they really are sincere, because now they're going to see in reality what's going on over here. So therefore, in six of the clauses that Ruth says, it's really a response to what Naomi is telling her. So it's not a monologue at all, but rather a response. For example, and this becomes the halacha that we learn from this, that you must tell the prospective convert some of the Torah. So first, the first thing that Naomi says is, you know, you have to keep the Shabbos. And when you keep the Shabbos, there's something called Techum Shabbos. You only can walk within a radius of 2,000 amos, approximately 1 kilometer from where you are. You can't just walk wherever you want. So therefore, she says, I will embrace that law. El asher telchi elech, where you will go, I will go. And then Ruth is told, there's a law of yichud. There's a law that a male and a female, even if they're not going to act immorally, but they must never be in seclusion, especially at night. So that this Ruth answers, Ubasher tolini olin, where you will sleep, I will sleep. Just like you will sleep alone without any men in seclusion, so I will do the same thing. Then Naomi says, you have to know that Jews are much different than non-Jews. Jews have to keep 613 mitzvahs, while non-Jews only have to keep 7. To which Ruth says, Amech Ami, your people are my people. I will keep all the mitzvahs of your people. Then Naomi says, you should know idolatry is forbidden. To which Ruth answers, Vel Elokayich Elokoi, your God is my God. And when Naomi says to her, you know, there's 4 different types of capital punishments that exist in the Jewish people, which may not be very pleasant, to which she responds, Basher Tomusi Amus, just like you will die, I will die. And finally, she says, even within these types of capital punishments, there's separate places of burial for different types of executions, to which she says, Visham Ekaver, and there I will be buried. And then Rashi changes the interpretation of Ko Yaseh Hashem Li V'Cho Yosif. Rashi explains, like this Hashem should do to me, mean to say, that just as Hashem has harmed me in the past by killing my husband, Ko Yosif, he may continue to do more. He can continue to do whatever he wants, but whatever he does, it's not going to stop me. Because the only thing that's going to separate us, nothing in my life, no matter how much he's punished me till now, hurt me till now, what he may continue to hurt me, but ki hamaves yafrid beini ubeinecha, only death will separate me from you. Either way, according to Rashi and Malbim, clearly Ruth is showing her great sincerity in being part of the Jewish people. And since Ruth has shown this, therefore Naomi does not respond in Pasuk Yudches. In Yudches it says, Vatera, and she saw, and Naomi saw, ki misametzesi, that she's insistent. In other words, she's strengthening herself and continuing to strengthen her resolve in a consistent basis. And she's insistent, lolechas itot, to walk with her. So since she sees she's so sincere, vatechtal, and she stops, Naomi stops, lidaber eloha, to speak to her about returning back to her land. Let's take a look at the questions on this page. Number one, how does Rashi explain the monologue of Ruth? In Psukim 16 to 17, Rashi's explaining that the words that Ruth are saying are responses to things that Naomi is telling her about Judaism. Number two, what halacha do we learn from the way the monologue is explained? The halacha is that when a prospective convert wants to continue in the way to be a Jew, we're obliged to teach them some of the laws, the easy laws, the hard laws, some of the punishments as well, to see if they're accepting that. So question three, what is Ruth responding to when she says, El asher telchi eleich? She's responding to Naomi telling her that there's limitations because of the laws of Shabbos as to how far you may walk within a Tchum Shabbos, the boundaries of how far one may go. And she says, where you will walk, I will walk. Number four, what is Ruth responding to when she says, Ubasher tolini olin? She's responding that Naomi is saying that there's laws of seclusion where a male and a female may not be secluded alone at night. So she says, okay, wherever you will sleep alone without men, I will too. Five, what is Ruth responding to when she says, Amech Ami? Naomi says, Jews are separate from the other nations of the land, that we have 613 more mitzvahs. So Ruth says, Amech Ami, your people and their 613 mitzvahs are my people. What is Ruth responding to when she says, question six, Velo Kayech Elokoi, your God is my God? Naomi is saying, idolatry is forbidden. To which Ruth says, that's fine, your God is my God. Seven, what is Ruth responding to when she says, Basher Tomusi Amus, as you will die, I will die? Naomi says, there's four types of capital punishments. Are you prepared to accept that? To which Ruth says, yes. Eight, what is Ruth responding to when she says, Visham Ekover? Naomi says, you have to realize there's even different burial places based on the type of execution a person would get, and Ruth accepts that. This is all according to Rashi. Nine, how does Malbim explain the monologue of Ruth in Psukim 16 to 17? He explains it as a monologue describing her sincerity of why she wants to continue to go to Eretz Yisrael. Number 10, how does Malbim explain the six above clauses different than Rashi? Let's quickly do that. She's saying, Ki el asher telchi eleich, for where you will go, I will go. I'm going to the land of Israel for the same reasons you're going to the land of Israel, to learn, keep Torah and mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Second clause, Ubasher tolini olin, where you will sleep, I will sleep. I'm not expecting to get married. I'm not expecting to have a life of luxury. I'm prepared to sleep in this land, live in this land like a stranger who passes through in a hotel, because my real goal is Amech Ami, the customs of your people will be my customs. I want to do the customs of your people. Velokayich Elokoi, and your God is my God. I'm attaching myself to the Torah of your God. And then when it says, Basher Tamusi Amus, where you will die, I will die. My goal is to die like you and that my soul should go to heaven. Visham Ekaver, and there I'll be buried. I'll be buried like the Tzadikim in Yisrael, where I will be resurrected. And that ultimately the only separation between me and you will happen at death. But other than that, and even then we won't be separated. Because if I wasn't converting, then we would be separated at death. But now I will live eternally with you as well. 11. What did Naomi see in Ruth's response to her? Naomi sees that Ruth is very sincere in wanting to convert to being a Jew and living in Eretz Yisrael like the other Jews. 12. Why does Naomi stop speaking to Ruth? Because she sees that Ruth is insistent on going with her, and she has demonstrated her belief in all the fundamental aspects of Judaism. 13. What are two ways to understand the verse, Ki hamoves yafrid beini ubenecha, for death will separate between me and you? Rashi understands that no matter how difficult Hashem has been with me, and how much he has hurt me, and he may continue to hurt me, I will still never separate you. There's no way I will separate from you in this religion except by death. That's the only way I can be separated from you physically in this world. While the Malbim says, for if I make an oath and I swear that if I would not want to become Jewish, then death would separate us. But now that I want to accept Judaism, death will not separate us. 14. What halacha do we learn from the fact that Naomi stopped speaking with Ruth in Pesach 18? The halacha is once you see the convert is very sincere, then you stop trying to dissuade them. You don't explain any more laws. You don't make things harder on them than it has to be. We're not overly meticulous, and we will accept them into the faith of the Jewish people. Many fundamental lessons we see in this lesson of the sincerity that conversion must come from and not from any other ulterior motives. Please spend a few minutes reviewing this lesson today. Have a good week.